It is a Wellness Wednesday, officially the last one of 2021. And that means Izelle Hoffman is on the line to, I don't know, progress up for Christmas, share a recipe, and just chat. Hello, my friend. Happy, can we say happy Christmas? Is it time? I don't know.
Hello. Yes, I can say I can admit and say yes. Let's start saying Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas. Not just Happy New Year. I think we're not there just yet. I think let's just hold on to that one for maybe a second or two. But yeah, friend, like festivities are starting to pop up everywhere. We are moving closer and closer to Christmas, which means after that comes the new year and then whole new beginnings with all kinds of planning and goals and new year, new you, and all these kind of campaigns and things that's going to happen. But mentally, I'm not there just yet. I'm not new year, new you just yet. And I have a feeling a lot of people's feeling like that. I mean, emotionally sort of tired. I think everyone is really looking forward to just a little bit of time off and spending some time with family and friends or just reading a book or just relaxing a bit. But as long as you're doing it mindfully, then it will 100% be Izelle approved.
You know what? You make a very good point, and I'm seeing this with a lot of people, with family, with friends, with myself. The frustration and it's almost like everything is happening all at the same time, and time is getting less and less and less before everything closes, right? And all of a sudden, everything needs to be done, and you're realizing that you haven't done this or that or the next thing. And now it feels like it's all happening at once, and there's no time for any of it, and it's just overwhelming us.
You know what I'm actually thinking now? Back in school, I don't know if you had chess as a subject or something that was sort of compulsory, but all of a sudden, whoever really paid attention in chess class or play chess professionally, I think they are handling the situation in life a lot better than a lot of other of us at the moment, because I'm honestly starting to feel like this is a chess game. Every time you arrange something and you think your day is going to be a certain way, there's a COVID hiccup somewhere or something that got a ripple effect because of COVID. Either a person is not at work or someone's isolating or something's delayed or something is snowball like time-wise into something else. And I just have a feeling people that is good with playing chess maybe, be better at maneuvering things in their diary to still have a good day after any and everything can change within a couple of minutes.
Yeah, but also I think there's an added pressure, especially for me, because there, when the world shuts down in December, when we come back in January, there must be a plan, right? There must be already things in the diary, recordings and social medias and things. So we're already planning that, but the stuff that we were supposed to do this now, we're not finishing yet. And I feel like I have one foot in 2021 and one foot in 2022, and the two continents are moving very slowly apart. And I'm starting to do the splits at this point.
It's like you haven't finished on this side, but you're already starting to pile up on the other side. And it is so true. I mean, yes, a lot of people's actually going back to work already on the 3rd of Jan, and that is actually not that far away. You're so right. And then, people are confirming campaigns and things and jobs and goals and everything for the next year, but you can say the new year even, and you're like, oh, but hold on a second. I'm not done with 2021 yet. Like, I'm not even ready to put my Christmas hat on just yet. But I think because we're not there yet, friend, maybe we should bake festive biscuits and just be merry. Because at this stage of the game, I just feel like let's go back to the glass and try and see the glass all full. Because if we're not going to have that mindset, I think a lot of people might feel like they have a little bit of a meltdown before Christmas.
100%. I've got to tell you though, before we bake our festive biscuits, I have been so uninspired by food, Izelle Hoffman. I have been so uninspired. I'm talking about like uninspired to the point that I will eat toast and egg for breakfast. And Christmas dinner is looming, right? And I have put it off and put it off and put it off. And I had no idea what I was going to do. And I kept asking everyone, what are you doing? Just for like some inspiration. And I've just paged through your book, Mindful Eating. You can get a copy, you can get an ebook. I'm going to link it in the article on jacarandafm.com. But I was looking through the book, and my friend, you have inspired me. Your Christmas roast, your Christmas food, your Christmas sides. I mean, it's all here. So if you are like me and you are looking for some inspiration for Christmas dinner, Izelle Hoffman has you covered, and it's mindful. So you can have an extra glass of wine.
but before, Danny, before you are too strict on yourself, there's absolutely nothing wrong with egg on toast. Let's maybe just start there.
I know.
It just depends on what bread you are making the toast with. What you're putting on the bread is another question. And also how you are preparing the eggs, of course. Now, I do like, for eggs on toast, I like 100% dry bread, double toasted. I spritz it with a little bit of olive oil and a pinch of salt just to bring out the beautiful flavors. And then I like a fried egg, extra crispy in olive oil. So the temperature on the stove should not be too hot. And then I put some salt, ground black pepper, and a dash of paprika on. And yes, I love my homemade chilies. It's like a chili mix that I make with red and green chili, onion, garlic, salt, and olive oil. And I mean, drizzle that over. And if you want to now really treat yourself, you put a few little pieces of anchovy fillet on top with a green olive or two. And then you're halfway to Rudolph's Red Nose, because you can finish that off with a little dot of homemade tomato relish as well. So I hope that is inspiring you, because there's absolutely nothing wrong with eggs on toast. Like I said, as long as you buy the ingredients and make use of mindful ingredients, you can honestly have that and not feel guilty about it at all.
I am gonna send you a video later on where you're gonna laugh at me, because I love a poached egg, and I attempted it by myself at my house. And Izelle Hoffman, if I can tell you that a poached egg is probably the most difficult thing to make in my life. Actually, Izelle Hoffman, can you please teach us on TikTok how to make a poached egg? Because I have tried.
Oh, a poached egg is not very difficult, my friend. Okay. You know, I'm also quite a friend. I'm definitely a friend of poached eggs too. But like, I love a poached eggs on grilled asparagus or like wilted spinach. You can still add your 100% rye toast to that. And I love sun dried tomatoes with that specific mix. A lot of people also love a pinch of mustard or like a hint of like whole grain mustard to the mix as well. But you can even make a hollandaise sauce, and you get a healthy alternative to make that even. So there is honestly, the sky is the limit to what you want to do. But I'm going to have to voice note you step-by-step instructions after this Zoom to maybe just make a perfect poached egg for Christmas. There we go. We're going to inspire you by giving you the perfect poached egg for breakfast, Danny.
Thank you, Izelle Hoffman. Now, I know that you are going to share with us the perfect festive biscuits. Everyone, you know, Christmas in South Africa, if you're not South African, there are a couple of things that prove we are in the festive season. And one of them is a massive box of assorted biscuits. And it's just mass-produced biscuits. And everyone's grandmother, everyone's mother, everyone has them. And you always take them to other people's houses. But last year, I made biscuits from Mindful Eating, and people appreciated them so much more than just the box. So Izelle Hoffman is sharing a festive biscuit recipe that's good for you.
100%. Well, first of all, they look the part. You can really dress them all the way to Santa's little hat and all back. You can even keep them plain. But I want to highlight an ingredient that maybe a lot of people are not familiar with or don't know yet. And if you don't, you know this ingredient, be on the lookout for it, because it might just become one of your ultimate favorites and stock standards and staples in your pantry. But it's called buckwheat. Now, I love buckwheat because it's an anti-inflammatory, it's gluten-free, and it's easily digestible. Now, it's also beneficial for improving bone health and is a rich source of fiber. Now, obviously, from a bone health perspective, that was one of the reasons I started consuming it a long time ago. But other than that, yes, anti-inflammatory, it's gluten-free, but it is loaded with fiber. Remember, people, fiber keeps the gut happy. The gut is going to keep the mind happy, and then everyone is going to be happy over Christmas. So this is really feel good biscuits that you can consume 100% guilt-free. And they really do taste the part as well. I mean, when we sweeten them with dates, I mean, dates is also such a phenomenal, you know, loaded with fiber sort of ingredient. It's naturally sweet. And people think of caramel and then you think of dates, or think of pecan pie caramel, salted caramel, and then by default, again, think of dates again. So we're going to use dates, but we're also soaking raisins in there as well, because a lot of people love fruitcake. So I always say you either are a fruitcake or you love fruitcake. So fruitcake is one of those things for this time of the year. A lot of people traditionally always used to make use of fruitcakes in wedding cakes and things like that. But slowly but surely over time, that has sort of phased out a little bit. But you still get your people that love fruitcake, and minced fruit or minced pies or fruit mince pies, all these kind of things have got like a whole festive connotation to them. So for that reason, the inspiration there for me was mixing the raisin with the dates. And then we're going to make use of almond flour, alkalizing, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free. That is, of course, phenomenal to have, especially after you had a heavy lunch like the roast, the red meats, and all the things that can cause quite a bit of acidity. Remember, almonds is an alkalizer. Then we're going to add our caramel essence to the mix in order to enhance the beautiful flavors from the dates. And then raw cacao. Now, people, raw cacao is loaded with calcium. It's it's one of those natural diuretics as well. So if you were stressing about sitting with a lot of water retention, I've got your back on that one as well, because the raw cacao would definitely sort you out. And then we're going to add some cinnamon to the mix, nutmeg, allspice. Now, that is all the beautiful spices you always put on Christmas and festive puddings and biscuits and things like that. Yeah. So this recipe really just can't go without that. Then we're going to add 2 heaped tablespoons of our almond butter, because all biscuits need a sort of like a buttery, oily base in order to bake to a point of crispness. And for that reason, we are putting our almond butter in there, 150 grams of buckwheat. And then I always drizzle these biscuits with a little bit of raw honey. Now, they on a scale from 1 to 10, because I know Danny Painter loves asking me that, how difficult is this recipe? I think the most difficult part here is making sure that your dates and your raisins are soaked in hot water properly. Because people, if you don't soak them for long enough, the raisins specifically is quite difficult sort of to mix proper into the mix. And the longer you soak them in water, the more soft they become, and the easier it is to make the perfect cookie dough. And I mean, then you can roll them into little rounds, press them flat, like I explained in my book. You can be creative and make them into all different kinds of shapes if you want to. And they only bake for 10 minutes. It's as easy as that. And when they come out of the oven, that's when you drizzle them with the honey and sprinkle them with almond flour. And you get the most beautiful gold, silver, all kinds of copper metals and different kinds of colors of edible, like cookie dust, or like sort of a, like just a little bit of flavor and edible, like sort of detailing that you can actually put on top of these biscuits. So I love giving mine a little bit of a gold tinge. And then, something a little bit of festive that you can also just add to the mix. But these are great for a late afternoon snack with coffee, all around in between snack. I find that often if you don't tell children what is in them, they also used to, well, by default, love them. You know, children, when they hear the word healthy, they tend to, ooh, they're not going to eat that. But if you just say it's a chocolate festive biscuit, you know, I find quite a lot of children are actually quite fond of them too. And they're grandmother friendly, guys, because it's a softish, chewish, chewy sort of, but still a little bit crunchy kind of biscuit. So if you were stressed about breaking grandmother's false teeth this Christmas, this recipe is going to have your back, because I don't think you're going to sit with that problem.
I'm ready. I'm ready for the festivities. I'm ready to cook food for mindful eating. I'm ready for all of it. But Izelle, I normally ask you what you're doing for the week, but now I'm not going to see you until mid-January. So what have you got planned for us on your socials, in your life? What are you up to this December?
You know what, friend? I am going to be active on social media, but also not. I think sometimes, you know, it's important to be active and be out there, because out of sight, out of mind, right? But sometimes it's also important to be able to put the phone down and turn it on silent and spend mindful time with friends and loved ones. Also, you know, a bit of soul searching is not a bad idea. It's been a hard year, and I think a lot of people are feeling, you know, drained, they're tired, they're exhausted. They feel like you're feeling doing the splits already. You know, there's work requirements for the next year, but we're not done with this year. I just think I'm going to take one step back this December and then just refocus and just make sure that I start the new year with a fresh and ready mind. And it doesn't mean I'm not going to be posting absolutely anything on my social media. It just means that I am going to take a little bit of a social sabbatical and just make time for myself, because brands and other people, and you know, they can so quickly consume up all of your time. And people think to post something on social media, oh, it's just something you post. But what they don't realize, you know, there's sometimes a lot of planning, there's strategy when it comes to specific brands behind things. And it's also about the core message you're trying to get out there. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like with everything being snowballing towards the end of the year, I also just need to focus and just realign and put all my little ducks in a row so that I myself too can be ready for 2022.
And I think that that is a message for all of us. I think we should all be doing that. Take a couple of days off completely of socials and just spend time in the analog world, in the real world. Izelle Hoffman, my beautiful friend, happy Christmas. Have a safe and happy, happy festive season, whatever you do. And I cannot wait to speak to you in the new year.
Have a blessed feast of time, my friend. Yes, I think also the message I'm giving you today, as well as everyone out there, is just be good to yourself and be mindful with how you spend your time over the festive season, because it can have a very positive ripple effect and into the new year, or you can walk into the new year feeling very drained and tired, and that is not going to help, because then you are in month one of 12 before you get to a new festive time. So yes, be good to yourself, love yourself, remember self-love and self-care is so important. That does not mean you are selfish. And yeah, for the love of healthy living and eating mindfully, guys, I'll speak to you in the new year.